Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Be our guest. Be our guest. Let our magic do the rest. Just think of all the fun, Shelly. Your time will be the best. Meet the princess. What a treat. You've booked ahead, so here's a seat. Get on rides in less time. Makes every memory divine.
Stay at select Walt Disney World Resort hotels and enjoy new Fast Pass Plus during our test.
Be our guest. Be our guest. Be our guest.
See, I got the itch to go now again. Didn't have it for a while. Now I might scratch that itch.
Of course you do.
Guess where we're going in February, pal? Being part of the vacation club.
Where are you going? Disney.
Hawaii. Go to Hawaii.
You're going to Hawaii in February?
Yeah, February. School vacation, yeah.
What if the Super Bowl gets pushed back a couple weeks?
I love you, Jim.
What if week 13 is beginning on, you know, March or February, whatever.
What do you want me to do? I mean, you got to plant something.
You don't have to.
Soaring ride down there at Epcot? You ever been on Soaring? And it takes you through the orange fields. It's like a hang gliding ride. It's awesome. Your feet dangle, and you feel like you're going through this motion thing, and you go over the orange orchards, and you smell oranges. They, like, spray it with everything. This is great.
They do an orange-scented spray?
Yes.
What percentage of the Orlando airport staff will have the flu or COVID in February, I'm wondering, Artie, by that time?
I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about
100%.
flying over otherwise lush vegetation with an orange-scented spray. They tried that in Southeast Asia about 40, 50 years ago.
Oh, jeez.
It wasn't, you know, quite the same effect. I'm sorry, what was your question, Beetle?
No, I said what percentage of the, not that those going to Orlando, but what percentage of the Orlando airport staff will have either the flu or COVID in February?
Oh.
I'll be competent.
Yeah. That's a hard 100. That's 100% at that point.
I'm like Rob Manfred. I am not giving percentages anymore. It's only going to come back to bite you in the ass.
Yeah,
Don't ever put a number on anything.
All right, so here's the layout for teams. They're going to three hotels. It's Grandestino, that's how you say that?
Yes, and that is off campus. That's in Coronado Springs. That is brand spanking new. It's huge. It's probably the biggest of the three where they're going to be putting up. But you're not on the park. You're not at the park.
That is where the Celtics will be. The Celtics are at the Grandestino with the Bucks, Lakers, Raptors, Clippers, Nuggets, Jazz, and Heat. Reading from a story on Fox Sports, the Grandestino is the newest accommodation that the teams will be using, but surprisingly, it is the cheapest, with room rates starting at $263 per night. It opened in 2019 and has 545 guest rooms, including 50 suites, a rooftop restaurant, and a grand two-story lobby designed in the Catalan modernism style.
It's pretty sick. It's South Beachy.
It also features a spectacular aquatic area fit with a 50-foot replica of a Mayan pyramid.
Oh, that always gets you excited.
Yes. So that is where the Celtics will be staying.
Kids can see the pyramid. Yeah. Good educational stuff, too, man. Get your kids to Epcot. You learn about all the different countries and the way people dress.
Teams at the Grand Floridian are the Thunder, 76ers, Rockets, Pacers, Mavericks, Nets, Grizzlies, and Magic.
They hit the jackpot there. Grand Floridian's where you want to be.
And the teams at the Yacht Club are the Blazers, Kings, Pelicans, Spurs, Suns, and the Wizards.
Ooh, another tough one.
Yes. So if you're at the Grandestino, how are you not upset that you're not at the Grand Floridian? As it is the most expensive option of the three, starting at $710 a night.
I told you.
But it's only one monorail stop away from the Magic Kingdom.
You don't have to deal with all the Disney people if you're staying off campus at Coronado Springs, where the Grandestino is.
What do you mean by off campus? Just away from the parks? Because it's all in the same area, right?
I know it's the same. Yeah, Jim, technically you're on. It's a Disney property. Yes,
so they're not going to be dealing with any Disney people. There's no one else staying in the hotel.
Dude, I know that. But if the park's going to be open and the monorail is going to be open, it's going to be going running right through there from mid-July on, if that's the plan to open.
I think they're riding the monorail with people who are just going to the Magic Kingdom for the day.
Correct. The monorail will not be.
Buddy.
What?
The monorail is like the main way to get to the Magic Kingdom.
You think the NBA?
How is the monorail going to impact anybody in the NBA?
I don't know. I need Dan Roach on with me. I'm the only one defending this. Where'd the kid get eaten?
Okay.
A couple of years ago. It was the Polynesian.
All right.
That alligator.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
That was awful.
In answer to your question, Beetle, didn't Zoe say that the Gran Torino, where they stand? What is it?
Destino.
The Grand
Destino.
So it may not be the quote-unquote nicest, like the Grand Floridian, but it is newer. So, you know, like the nicest hotel in Las Vegas might still be, I don't know, Bellagio, but you want to stay at like something that... The quote unquote not as nice but a little newer.
Hooters Hotel.
You might actually Tropicana. Enjoy the experience at a newer place, even if it's not the quote unquote nicest. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'd always pick the nicer place.
Well, you have style. You have class.
I sure do.
I like new.
Give me
the new place.
I would pay money to see.
So you take like the new Marriott over the older Bellagio or you know, Palazzo or any of those.
No, I'll take the new.
Enrique?
I'll take the new Encore over the old.
Yeah, but I mean, those are both in the same category.
Well, yeah, I think these are too. They're about this. I mean, in terms of amenities, is the Grandestino that much different than the Grand Floridian, though?
Yes, it's a totally different style. Yeah,
we get calls on this.
Amenities. I said different amenities.
Well, I haven't stayed there. I don't know.
Tom is in Londonderry.
I actually had my worst meal at Grand Floridian, and it was a Disney character breakfast. And the
I guess it's not that again. Character breakfast. Here we go with the character breakfast again.
I'd pay to see your kids snap out at it. Your kids.
Tom is in Londonderry. Tom, go ahead. Tom.
Hey, can you hear me?
Hey,
yeah, we got you.
Hey, sorry. This conversation is making me laugh. You probably heard me in mid-laugh. So when you're trying to sell somebody on a hotel or a vacation, probably leave the kitchen and the hotel room out of it, dude, because I'm not going on vacation to cook. Hey, guess what? At the Floridian, guys, they have a kitchen so you can cook there with the family. Dude, when I go on vacation, I'm going to go drink and I'm going to go eat like a fat ass somewhere else outside of the hotel room. Like, come on, man.
And the Floridian. Call mousekeeping and say, put a 12-pack of beer in there. That's
here's the mousekeeping again.
In the fridge, in your kitchen.
What about the Floridian?
If your kid wakes up hungry in the middle of the night.
What do you got on the floor?
What are you going to give a cheese stick out of your bag?
Me and my wife went there. It was I wouldn't call it a 5-star. It's nice, but it's definitely a very
what would you call it?
Too much. It's overrated.
Star,
it's a little overrated.
Hold on a second.
A little overrated.
Hold on a second.
A little overrated.
You said what happens if the kid wakes up? Do your kids often wake up in the middle of the night demanding food?
No.
Mine does, yeah.
Wait a few hours until breakfast. Go back to bed.
That's me. It's being a bad parent. Right? You're on vacation. You can have what you want. Want some ice cream?
Well, only if you're lucky enough to be staying in a swanky hotel room with a kitchenette.
Well, part of the problem is too that you have expensive meal plans. So when you go there,
I found in all my travels that the nicest hotels usually have a stove.
Usually have a microwave and the per cup coffee pot.
Yes,
the nicest hotels people have a hot plate right there in the room.
What are you kidding?
You
just want to eat breakfast. What do you just want to have cereal right there instead of having to go out and schlep and have sit down breakfast? You save money doing it.
You've goofed on people for doing that very thing. You've goofed on me for doing that very thing.
I know.
Yeah. So which is it? Are you there?
Every meal.
What?
We go out and eat every meal. We eat every meal.
All right.
We do.
Tony in Holbrook for Zoe. Calling for Zoe. What do you got for Zoe, Tony?
What's up, Tony?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. My sister went to Disney this past February, and she said everything that Solak has stated is true. The only downfall, it's extremely expensive. Right.
Yeah. Oh,
I
yeah.
I mean, the average four-member family is, they're talking almost $8,000 or more.
Oof. Yeah, that's a little high. I mean, I'd say that's a little high, but that's why you become a member and you get the discounts. But here's the thing. You don't want to go on a holiday.
Is Zoe selling us a timeshare today? I feel like he's selling us a timeshare.
I was there Christmas and New Year's, and you can't move in the park. They shut down the park. It was so crowded. They wouldn't let people in.
Christmas and New Year's this year?
No, we went a couple years ago. Never, ever go at Christmas and New Year's. Ever. You won't move.
And by the way,
you walk around the park, you get afraid, you can't move.
People say, oh, you just get a fast pass. Oh, you just get the escort.
Can't do that anymore.
Well, even when you could, and I've known people who have done it, you have to walk past other people in line with your $1,000 a day escort.
Yeah.
Which it's not exactly how it sounds. With your Disney World ambassador.
Mark that down, Jim.
You have to walk past all these people because you're going to be the douchebag.
You're going to be that guy.
Who spends $1,000 to teach your kids, hey, if you got enough money to throw around, you can just walk past all these peons, all these peasants, and you don't have to wait in line. It's just kind of gross. I don't want to do that either. I don't want to spend the money on it, and I don't want to do that. I don't want to be the person who cuts in line in front of people. Do you want to do that, Zoe? Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Beetle, do you want to do that? I know Zoe does. Zoe's
no,
done
I don't.
I have
don't.
No problem doing it. I have no problem doing it.
You're not the only one doing it. There's more people doing it than that.
The worst people, and we've stood in lines, or like the dad, the single riding dad, that's going to lead the family, and he's got to get that last ride on Space Mountain. So you're held up as a family because looking for a single, and the guy's got his hand up, and they bring him up so they can pack a car because he's one shy. And there he is. Have fun riding a ride by yourself. Your kids could select the little pictures that they take of you at the gift shop after it.
How do you know that he's got kids there? How do you know he's not just one of these Disney weirdos?
Man, I hope he's not, because I never hope it's those people. No, I don't like that.
Okay. Well, okay.
Dan Roach took his freaking kids there last year, and they're out of college.
We have so many calls waiting on this. I think we have to continue with the conversation.
I want Roach
on Disney.
Okay.
All right, we'll try and get Roachy on, too. That's coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Think of the happiest things. It's the same as having wings. To the stars beyond the blue. There's a Neverland waiting for you. When you leave the world behind, you can fly. You can fly. You can fly.
The NBA is going to Disney. Their plans are out. Shams Charania has a long, detailed list of all the plans for the players once they are there. Started a discussion on the hotels and various things at Disney. I'm sorry? Festivities?
Yeah. Got to have plans, right? What do they like? They got shuffleboard? Anything?
I don't think that's part of the plans. Their plans are about getting back into things in swing in the NBA, and it all happens to be going down at Disney.
This is starting to feel like this is like one of those high-end Beverly Hills type places that get you right. You have to commit yourself, right? You're going to go live there for a while. But you're going to go outside and do a walk. You're going to do yoga. You're going to play shuffleboard. You're going to have three square meals.
Well, it says that after initial self-isolation through July 21st, players may eat meals and participate in social activities such as ping pong, golf, video games, card games, etc.
How nice.
But only with individuals residing in their hotel, provided that they maintain physical distancing.
That's fascinating part to me. Like, which teams have the people you really want to be with? Are you pissed off that you're not in the same hotel as a guy with another team? Like,
oh yeah,
like the Celtics are in like the LeBron hotel.
Yes, Kyrie would probably bitch he's not in that hotel. Why don't we go stay at the Grand Floridian? Why aren't we staying with the better teams?
A lot of the Jazz players probably have antibodies. That's a good thing. They're staying in the same hotel as the Celtics, right?
Yeah. I don't know if that's a good thing.
In case you're wondering,
why isn't that a good
sale?
Thing? They've already had it once, right?
Well, do you know that you can't get it again? I don't know. I don't know anything about this. Nobody does.
Or do you just not want to be around Rudy Gobert because he's gross? Like, touching everything.
Licking your hands, playing with the ball to shoot it.
What would it be like to hang around with a guy like that all the time? Imagine.
Disney chefs will prepare daily meals, and there will also be a room service option. Subject to a few exceptions, food deliveries from outside of the NBA campus are not permitted. At his own expense, a player is permitted to hire a personal chef located outside of the NBA campus to prepare and send food into the NBA campus on a daily basis. So if you can set up a personal chef in Orlando, you can have that ready for you. No one will be prevented from leaving the NBA campus, but the expectation is that all players will remain on the campus. If a player leaves without prior approval, upon reentry, he will be subject to enhanced testing, including the deep nasal swab.
Oh,
I like how they're using that as punishment.
Yeah, we're gonna cavity search your nose.
You come back, you get a deep nasal swab.
Sure, buddy.
Punishment. Tickle your brain when you come back.
That's punishment.
I know, because these guys are afraid of it.
What are they gonna put them up on lookout towers? Marked men.
You know what the thing is?
With rifles up in the lookout, you can't leave.
Most of them, many of them maybe have already had testing. Right? We know that the NBA players have had a lot more widespread testing than the average citizen. So some of these guys had to have had it already, and they've had it and they know how much it sucks. Right? Like right now, if you had to go get tested, would you be afraid of the test?
No.
No, but then you have it and you might realize how much it sucks, and you're like, oh, I don't want to do that again. Then you become afraid of it.
Yeah. The deterrent factor in getting the test again. Yeah, that's probably going to factor in. These guys are going to settle into some kind of a routine, and there are going to be a handful of guys who don't want to do what they're encouraged to do, which is, kind of stay put, stay on the campus, stay within their hotel. And there are going to be some guys who are fine. There are others who are going to be just out there, and they just it can't be contained no matter what. It's going to boil down to the personality of these players.
And so you say lookout tower, but they're going to have possibly two devices on them, one for the alarm and one the smart ring. If they forget to take those off before they leave, they're going to get caught that way.
You don't think they have team ops? You don't think they have security that's going to be all over this place watching these guys? Come on. Yeah, they're targets.
617-779-0985. Billy's in Somerville. Hey, Billy.
Yeah, how are you doing, boys?
Good,
hi,
Billy.
Good. Just want to point out, leave it to the most miserable state in the union to discuss whether or not Disney sucks. I worked at Disney, and I can tell you for a fact, Beetle, Hardy, I'm on your side. Disney is not a great place to go. It's not.
My fear is the crowds and the regiment, like having to stick to a schedule and the insane number of people are there. Is that the worst thing about it?
It's overrated.
He's not there anymore.
You want to know what's overrated? Animal Kingdom. Like, we've narrowed it down. We would only go Magic Kingdom and Epcot. You don't need to go to Animal Kingdom. You don't need to go to Universal Studios or whatever that downtown Disney is. You don't need none of that.
I'm sure you're going to upset some Disney fanatics.
Yeah, you walk around Animal Kingdom, there's long lines, and everything smells like poo.
Chuck in Lunenburg. Chuck.
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up, Joe? So
what's up?
I've called to defend Zoe's position. I'm actually also I'm a DVC member myself, though.
Right? The abbreviation. I'm a DVC member.
Hey, you get a nice box, nice white box that comes with it. You got all the explanations.
Right, that's
awesome.
So
that's special.
It's like getting Patriot season tickets.
We go down every year, and I got to tell you, we go down every year, we do Grand Floridian or we do Boardwalk, right? And
nice.
It's not like Hardy's making it up. Hardy's like, oh, man, it's all regimented. No, it's not. If you've gone down a couple times, you don't need to go to follow that regiment every time. You can now go to whatever you want.
You don't have to go to the park every day. You don't have to go to the park.
That's right. Go in the pool. Hang out, man. There's plenty of drinks. And so as far as, like, the kitchens and stuff go in the room, you know, that is great. But nobody's preparing a gourmet meal for themselves there. It's really just a convenience. We went down there for Thanksgiving one time.
There's no gourmet meals on the hot plate?
I had a cold soda, some juice in the fridge. Nothing wrong with that.
Barney Fife, heating up a can of chili in Mrs. Mandelbaum's boarding house.
I got people tweeting me that they show up and they fill up two bellhop carts with food for 2 weeks.
I got a text from my buddy Spike who says, I hate to say it, but I agree with Zoe. If you do it right, the Grand Floridian is the best.
Yeah.
And then another text from my friend Joe. These are all Disney people who says Grand Floridian is 5-star until a guy in a Mr. Incredible tank top walks through the lobby with a turkey leg at 9 a.m.
That's true. That's true. And that will happen. You will see that. And you'll have the one guy, the Cousin Eddie, flippers and the goggles for the pool. Standing there and his tank top on. Yeah. That's Middle America right there, baby.
Email from Neil.
This is where Middle America goes to feel important.
Email from Neil says, Disney parks are the Scientology of amusement parks, and Zoe's starting to sound like Tom Cruise. That's what he's got for us.
Help me, Tom Cruise.
Lee and Quincy on the Grand Floridian. Lee.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Great.
I feel so good to be able to listen again. I've been homeschooling. This is the first day I've got to listen in, like, two months.
Nice.
That's good. I know. So I've been to Disney probably 9 or 10 times. The last couple times we stayed at the Grand Floridian, but we stayed in the villas.
Oh, how about the villas?
Like,
those are the ones like you can walk. Yeah, you can walk to the park, right?
No, they're kind of just detached from the main hotel.
But I thought they were attached to the.
They're huge.
Yeah, I thought they were attached to the Magic Kingdom, the new villas.
No, they're just they're detached from the main hotel, so you just walk over to the main hotel and get on the monorail. But they had full kitchens, washer, dryer, 2 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, right on the water. It was gorgeous. So what you do, though, is you work with a company that people sell their Disney points.
Yep.
So we worked with a company, and we bought people's Disney points. No, it's legit, and like you have to sign a contract and everything, but it's half the amount. So it's still super expensive.
Right.
But it's like half, you know, first time we didn't do that, we just paid the regular price. And the second time we did it, it was like half that amount.
Of course, Disney has their own points exchange.
What's cool is that
people are doing underground point selling to one another.
They send you, mouse
coin.
Send you your vouchers prior to your trip.
Dude, it's a cult.
You fly into Orlando, and you go to the outside baggage claim where they have the Mouse Express buses lined up.
The Mouse Express.
You don't even need to get a car. They have the Disney bus there waiting for you. It's part of the plan.
How much does it cost?
They send you the voucher. It's part of your plan.
I mean, can you spend U.S. dollars or do you have to spend Scrooge McBucks?
Bucks. Yes. You spend Disney dollars.
Mouse coin.
Yeah.
Brian of Worcester. Brian.
Hey.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Hey, Zoe. You a Star Wars fan?
No.
No. Okay.
I mean, I like Star Wars, but I'm not like one of those weirdos that's going to dress up like Luke Skywalker and stand there at some Comic-Con. No.
Yeah, me too. But you're forgetting about the brand new Star Wars land that they just spent $1 billion to build down there and Toy Story Land at Hollywood Studios.
Ooh. See, I'd be interested to see. I've seen all the Toy Story movies and that. Now, the Star Wars thing, I've heard the people have gone there. They said you could build like your own droid for $180, but it's like a remote controlled thing for the kids. It's like a toy. I heard that place is so freaking expensive, the Star Wars part of Disney, because Disney now owns Star Wars. So you have all these, like, they have the Millennium Falcon. You could go in, pretend you're driving that. But you could build, like, R2-D2. You could build BB-8. Little droids. If you really want to get crazy. If your parents
Jonathan and Quincy, Jonathan.
Dollars, you can have a...
What's going on, boys? How are you?
Hey.
Hi. Hey, what's up?
I'm with you, Zoe. I love it. I've been going to Disney since, you know, God, like, fourth grade or something, pretty much straight through for the past 30
years. Hey, how cool is it to go to Germany to where you could get the yard of beer? They actually give you a plastic yard, one of those big, those flumes, you know, that you hold it in.
Oh, it's fantastic. They're even changing Epcot now. They got the new future world. They're changing some stuff around, bringing some new stuff in. But we just recently went down, and we're Vacation Club members, too. We just stayed at the Grand Floridian, and the Grand Villa they have is second to none, and it is probably the best place I've stayed in. It was a 3,000-square-foot room. I think it had three or four bedrooms, four or five bathrooms. Each bathroom had a TV and the mirror.
See, the problem is, how did you get the villa? You got to time that sucker right, because they go so fast.
So originally we wanted the Bay Lake Villa, which is phenomenal too.
Uh-huh.
And we had both. We had like 2 days at Bay Lake, 3 days at Grand Floridian, and we just kept hammering them. Hey, is something open? Is something open?
Yeah.
And eventually they had a full week at the Grand Floridian, and we jumped on it. They even had an extra day, a day early, so we flew.
Yeah. See, before you stay there, they open it up like 6 months prior. My sister sets her alarm. She takes care of all this. For 6 a.m., and she wakes up and start calling right there, second that they open up to where you could try and attempt to get one of those villas.
More fun.
We only got one once. But
3,000 square feet?
Oh, it's a big one. Yeah, about 3,000-square-foot villa.
Yeah.
They have like six of them. Detached. You know, it's like a house.
I wanted to ask that guy if he had kids that he actually went down there with.
I didn't want to know the answer.
Of course you do. You're not going to stay in that if you don't have a big family.
Well, then.
I'm not going. None of this has convinced me. None of it.
We don't have to go. We don't want a damn thing. We don't want you to go.
You're probably not go again. Won't go again until you have
in a while.
Until you have grandkids. So you're two more years before you go.
Wow! Now we've got fighting words here.
What?
I'm
saying that Zoe is probably going to go again.
I know
when there are little
said.
Kids in the family.
How about a Disney wedding? How about a wedding at Disney?
No, you don't do that.
Storybook.
Florida.
Hey, it'd only be cool if they do sell rooms that you can stay in the castle, Cinderella's castle. That would be the ultimate wedding.
Right? Well, for a princess, only the best. let's redirect here. Get back to the conversation on, sports-related things, including baseball in the fall. Remember Dr. Fauci? Remember him? What he's got to say about baseball. We'll get to that next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Dr. Anthony Fauci. Remember Dr. Fauci? Remember him?
Yeah. Little guy.
He sort of disappeared from the spotlight here in recent weeks. According to Dr. Fauci, in an interview that he did with the LA Times, the window for a safe Major League Baseball season is shrinking. He says that he would advise Major League Baseball to wrap up its entire season, postseason included, by the end of September, in order to curb risks associated with a second wave of COVID-19. He says, quote, "If the question is time, I would try to keep it in the core summer months and end it not with the way we play the World Series until the end of October when it's cold. I would avoid that." So these are the concerns being expressed by Dr. Fauci.
About baseball?
Who says this about baseball?
What the hell does that mean for football?
Yep.
What the the 50%. Baseball's total without fans, right? What's it say about the football with 50% capacity?
I mean, forget the capacity. I think the baseball's not playing with fans.
I know that.
He's talking about players.
I know.
He says that playing in July would likely
be... How grim is that for football?
less risky than playing in October. He says even in warm weather, like in Arizona and California, we're starting to see resurgences as we open up. But I think the chances of there being less of an issue... I think there's a chance of there being less of an issue at the end of July and all of August and September are much better than if you go into October. Fauci said he understood that minimizing risk is one factor for baseball, but not the only one. So this is Dr. Fauci on baseball. I don't know what that means for football. I don't know what that means for all of us.
Yeah, that's the question, though. And Zoe said, hold on a second. Who cares about baseball? They already have an agreement in place. You know, I'm not really worried about when they might play their World Series. If he's saying they can't even play games without fans into late October because of the risk, what about football players?
Would you like to get his
22 of them on the field at the same time with or without fans
tackling
in November and December? What's the risk factor there, Doc?
Playoffs, Super Bowl.
How about students or office buildings?
The student thing, it's such an umbrella thing. You're talking about colleges or are you talking about elementary schools?
Everybody
has to go into like a room with more than five people.
Yeah, because...
Jesus.
I don't want to go down this road. None of us want to go down this road, but latest study, and it's like, you know, the differences between people under the age of 20 and people over the age of 20, and how much mitigation are we doing? I know the kids can go to elementary school and to the middle school and even high school and bring it home to somebody, but at what point do you have to say, okay, some things are going to have to continue, and once those kids leave school, even if they're carriers, okay, they're not getting sick, when is it going to be incumbent upon the people who might interact with those kids to stay away from them? And it's easier said than done in some cases. I know it. I get it. But there's certain elements that are going to be at higher risk. You keep shutting everything down. You know, ask the parents and the teachers, and everyone's going to have a different opinion on this. And that's why so many people are going to be upset with whatever decision they come to. But you say, like, colleges, that's different. You're talking about a somewhat older population. You're talking about a lot more interaction outside of the classroom. You're talking about, you know, some kids that don't even go to classes. You know, it's them getting together post-class. What does it mean? I don't know what it means for them. But it doesn't mean the same thing for kids going to daycare in other parts of the country. You know, there isn't a blanket answer on this.
I mean, like, he's putting a date on it. Now, that's like, you better get your season in because we're going to have something here in the fall. Like, he knows it. What is the plan for football if it explodes? Would he just cancel it? They've got to be talking about this, right?
I mean, this was a story that was written in the LA Times about baseball and about, you know, the urgency of getting back and getting a season started, and it was in that context. So I don't know if he was asked about football or not. The story doesn't indicate that.
I would have followed up with that, wouldn't you? Like, okay, we're doing a story on baseball here, and we're speaking to the key doctor that knows everything about this disease and has studied it. And if he would say, you better hurry up and get in by, like, whoa, what about the other sports? What's that say?
Yeah, you better be done by September 1st. I mean, by September 31st. He says, unless you have a dramatic drop in cases that, you know, he'd be comfortable with one half or one third with everybody wearing a mask at this time. That's how he feels right now. So be done by September 30th. You can have a half or third and everyone has to wear a mask. That's what Dr. Fauci says he would feel like is okay right now. That's where
scary.
He's at.
Yeah. Scary.
Yeah. It's very ominous.
Who's moaning?
That was me.
That's Hardy getting nervous about the world.
He's a groan.
Yes.
The mask thing's not that bad.
Pardon me?
The mask thing really is not that bad.
As long as people wear them.
The mask is secondary. I mean,
it's primary. It's primary. But
I know that. But I mean, like, you're so used to wearing it now that, you know, you're like, oh, I can't believe I've got to wear a mask. I can't breathe. At the beginning, like, this is irritating. Now you just grab your mask and go.
Yeah.
This date in show history is coming your way next. Also, next hour, we are going to be talking to the director of Long Gone Summer. That would be A.J. Schnock, who is going to join us on the line. And we
does he have a does he have a silent C and K in his name? Or no, A.J. Schnock.
Yeah, that's how I've been told it's pronounced.
Nice.
We got to ask him about the subtitles. The subtitle.
That's
for
the question.
Mark McGwire. That's what we wanted to definitely ask him about. We'll do that coming up at 12:36. We've got this date in show history next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
It's a pandemic hit. This date in show history. People really like this segment. Why is that?
A little flashback.
They really like it. They really enjoy it. They really like us.
You know what happened? 26
years ago
today. If you
didn't hear it the first time, you might not have ever heard it. That's why.
26 years ago today, the Bronco chase, the OJ Bronco.
Oh, good one, Zoe. Good one. Do you remember watching the NBA Finals when that happened?
Yep, I was
That's
at a bar
I remember
in Pittsburgh.
Most vividly about it.
I was at a bar in Pittsburgh, right in the Strip District, and we're watching a game up on a TV, and then it went to the Bronco chase, and everybody in the bar just stopped and stared at it because you're like, oh, man, it's going to end badly. This is really going to end badly. You thought there was, something was going to happen. And we stood there and just watched it. Stop partying.
Whoa.
Yeah. How about that?
By the way, did you guys see it was either yesterday or the day before the announcement that they are going to unveil the new Ford Bronco?
I did not see that.
They are
no, what's that look like?
I don't know. The unveiling date from Ford is on July 9th, which somebody was quick to point out, oh, great, that's OJ's birthday. Ford Motor
Probably
Company
it.
Said it's just a coincidence.
Might want to move that date.
We have a clarification.
By the way, that car, the white Bronco, sold like crazy after that chase. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, the Bronco those Broncos sales went through the
awesome.
Roof after that
Bronco
chase.
Bronco was awesome. Awesome truck.
We have an important clarification.
Okay.
This coming from the Orlando International Airport. You remember earlier I said there was a story.
260 of them that had it?
I think it was the Orlando Sentinel that published a story. It was online, and I was reading from the news report that 500 people were tested and 260 people tested positive.
Right. I guess that 20 would have tested positive.
Clarification on total number of COVID cases. 500 tests were performed over 3 days by the Department of Health at Orlando International Airport last week. Of those tests, 2 were positive.
Ah.
We want to clarify.
Dummy.
The number of cases recently shared with the media is the total number of cases confirmed at our airport since mid-March. In total, there have been 260 confirmed cases out of more than 25,000 employees who work there.
Good for you, Orlando Airport.
Wait, they have 25,000 employees at their airport?
You ever go to Orlando Airport?
Holy smokes.
Oh, my God, dude. It's like Atlanta. You need a monorail to go back and forth to the different gates.
So good job by the original news report, who are just going with the total number of cases out of the 500 tests. No, out of those latest 500 tests, 2 were positive. Not 260, 2.
I feel better now.
All right, this date in show history. Are we ready, gentlemen?
Yes.
We begin with one of our favorites. He was calling about the Bruins. He's up north.
Mark and Medford?
Nope. Ken and Lowell making another appearance This is from 1 year ago, this date in show history, 17 June from 2019.
How'd you start the day today? What are you up to?
Well, now, I quit my job on Thursday.
Whoa!
Wow, that's life, big news.
Big life changes, okay.
No, I mean, this is the sixth time I quit my job. I've been fired seven times, but anyway. But I got another job. I'm starting on Wednesday. I'm going to be battling asphalt on Wednesday. But,
Yeah, I'm with the crew up there in Lowell.
Yeah. So what do you do? What are you up to today?
Well, right now I'm drinking a beer behind the dumpster.
Okay.
Did I just swear?
No, you didn't swear. You're still good.
I thought I got shut off. Anyway, what I'm saying is,
in the kettle. You in the kettle today? You step outside. Is that what's going on?
Well, I'm gonna go. No, I'm out here. I just cashed out. I bought this guy's empties. Like he had $50 worth of empties. I gave him $25, and I just cashed them all out. And now I got all this scrap metal copper going on, and this, that, and everything else. But it's got nothing to do with nothing. But what I'm talking about these millennials, they suck.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, they think they're entitled to squat, but they're not. And you don't understand what it means to even get to Game 7 of the Stanley Cup.
Wow.
That was the preamble to his Bruins call.
Holy crap.
Wow.
Holy smokes.
And he really didn't have a hot take on Game 7.
No, it was the millennials who don't understand it. It was kind of the conversation we were having a couple of days ago.
I got confused about
it. Really,
did he quit the same job six times? I got fired from the same job seven times.
Fired six, quit seven. He's like
Billy
Martin of that particular liquor store in Lowell. You know, just keeps getting fired and rehired. All right, I don't know what this is. It has to do with me and the Dominican Republic. That's all it says.
Is it from a year ago?
It is from 1 year ago.
Is it related to David Ortiz?
Oh, it would have to be, I would guess.
And the current events that were going on in the Dominican of that time at the resorts.
Oh.
All right.
El Abusador?
Hey, Angel, could you investigate why people are having a nip out of the mini fridge and then end up dead 15 minutes later? Could you investigate that one for us, Angel? That seems like kind of a wacky Scooby-Doo type of mystery.
Bootleg booze.
Someone goes to get an ounce of Malibu rum. Next thing you know, they're puking their lungs out, and they end up dead 45 seconds later. Look into that one while you're at it, because David Ortiz, as awful as this is, still alive. People are dropping like flies. If you so much as touch the Snickers bar on top of your mini fridge at one of these hotels right now, you're dead in 11 seconds. Angel, look into that one for me, because I might like to go to the Dominican one day. Right now, I would have to take out a second mortgage on my home to buy enough hand sanitizer before I'd go near the front door of one of those hotels. Let me know. If you're just looking for an idea as to where to take your next case, maybe you're like Spencer for Hire. Maybe just kick back in your office there on Beacon Street with your feet up on the desk, you know, with three fingers of scotch, and wait for some good-looking widow to walk in and say, I think my husband may have been the victim of foul play. Instead, here, I'll give you the case right now. People have a sip of Bacardi's and die. Why is that, Angel?
That's a problem.
How about that for Detective Internacional? Is that a case you would take?
Boy, when he gets on a rant, doesn't he? Oh.
Tell me about that, Angel.
It wasn't even a rant on the Dominican. It was a rant on the Detective Internacional. Going to get to the bottom of the David Ortiz shooting.
Not only that, remember that they said tourism was going to hurt because of David Ortiz's attack?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, people were dropping dead, vacationing in the Dominican left and right.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's the David Ortiz attack that's keeping people away.
You know, no, it's more if you crack that can of Clamato in the mini fridge in your hotel room and then you start bleeding from the ears. Well, that's more of a tourism issue than anything else. Clamato. Thank you.
Clamato is the best mixer.
Clamato,
for,
Clamato.
Bloody Mary.
Do you eat?
You say tomato, I say tomato.
Well, do you have a sliced tomato on your burgers though, or a tomato?
I do. Tomato.
Yeah. So it's Clamato.
I guess so.
I guess so too. All right. Clamato. All the drops.
Talk me into that one.
From this date in show history.
To the drops.
Everything
to
that
the
happened.
Drops.
Everything that happened on a June 17th.
You have the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth. You got to put some of that on the plate.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.